Dr. Amy Acton, the chief health advisor to Governor Mike DeWine, is officially leaving the administration. This is another transition for Acton, who stepped down as director of the Ohio Department of Health in June. This concludes a long, high-profile journey for Acton. When it came time for newly elected Governor Mike DeWine to form his cabinet, some picks came faster than others. The last position he filled happened more than a month after taking office, when he named Dr. Amy Acton as director of the Ohio Department of Health. He said he wanted to make sure he made the right choice and felt confident Acton, the first physician to fill the role in 5 years, was the right pick. Acton, who was once homeless as a teenager from Youngstown, said she was going to make infant mortality and teen homelessness priorities, adding that she takes a holistic approach to health.
All the things that surround us are creating the conditions in which we can lead flourishing lives.
Just a year later, Acton took center stage with DeWine in leading Ohio's response to the coronavirus.
Good evening, everyone. I am Dr. Amy Acton, the director of the Ohio Department of Health.
In February, she laid out the steps the state was taking to prevent the spread of the virus. Acton was also at the forefront when Ohio made one of the first major announcements nationwide in canceling the Arnold Sports Festival for spectators.
No one wants to make a difficult decision in times like this, but we have to keep going with what we know, which, as you know, has been evolving hour by hour.
From there, Acton became a familiar face during DeWine's daily press briefings, keeping everyone up to date with the latest statistics on COVID-19 in Ohio and what the state was doing to prevent the spread. When DeWine made the major announcement that the state was closing all non-essential businesses, saying Ohio needed to hunker down with a stay-at-home order, it was Acton that called for calm and perseverance.
This is a war on a silent enemy. I don't want you to be afraid. I am not afraid. I am determined, but I need you to do everything. I want you to think about the fact that this is our one shot in this country.
Acton garnered acclaim around the state and across the country for her approach in delivering detailed health information in a personable way. The Dr. Amy Acton Fan Club Facebook page has more than 130,000 members.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet apart. Stay home. How's about we coordinate it?
A video with a cartoon drawn DeWine and Acton, set to the Laverne and Shirley theme song, has more than 1 million views on YouTube.
Thank you for joining us for this town hall.
And Acton even joined Elmo and Big Bird for a Sesame Street town hall with CNN, geared towards talking about the coronavirus with kids. The attention was backed by the slow spread of the virus in Ohio in the spring.
Open Ohio now!
When do we want?
But Acton's presence and counsel drew critics as well. Demonstrators would gather at the state house to protest the business closures, demanding Acton step down. The Ohio House passed a piece of legislation that would limit the powers of the health department director, and a small group of people even demonstrated outside her home. This drew the ire of DeWine, who said people should be protesting him, since DeWine is the elected official.
To bother the family of Dr. Acton, I don't think that's fair game. I don't think it's right.
In June, as the state was beginning the process of reopening businesses, Acton announced that she was stepping down as director of the Ohio Department of Health, but would remain with the administration as chief health advisor to DeWine. As she stepped down from that post, she thanked state troopers who had become a presence in her neighborhood and had one final message to the people of Ohio.
Ohioans, you have saved lives. You've done this.
Acton will be leaving that position as chief health advisor and return to her work in the nonprofit sector with the Columbus Foundation. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.